Hello, plebeians. Sean Geek, Seanorama, on the road, whatever you want to call this thing. So, I've got the chance to change my list of movies I am most looking forward to this year. Now, I covered this on several podcasts ago. I think Wonder Woman had a slight edge over everyone else for the movie that I just can't wait to see. And that may have just changed. The movie I was looking forward to the second most was Thor, the new Thor. And after seeing the trailer, it looks phenomenal. I'll be honest, I was hoping for something like this, but I never in my wildest dreams thought we were going to get this kind of Thor movie. Why did this trailer spark this for me? So I'm going to spoilerish territory, but it is a trailer, so step back if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to know nothing about the movie, you don't want to know nothing about the movie that's revealed in the trailer, I guess I should say. So I'm going to kind of go into a little bit of detail here, and I'm going to explain why the things in the trailer is what sparked me to like what's going to be in this movie. So, we'll start right from the beginning. Trailer starts off, lots of great action sequences. There's a lot going on. This isn't the parts that really got to me, but it looks pretty cool. Basically, it's a very good exposition of why Thor is where he is in this movie. But it's good because I think some people who didn't like that last Thor movie, even though I did, I liked it. I mean, was it great? It was pretty good. I wouldn't say it was phenomenal, but I mean, there's a lot of things in that movie I liked. And again, a bad Marvel movie nowadays is better than a lot of other things out there. Just their track record speaks for itself. So I did like the last movie, and I was no doubt going to see this one. My initial reaction when they were quote-unquote shoehorning Hulk in, I'm like, oh man, you know what, like I'm enjoying the Thor movies for what they are, being kind of separate from everything else, having their own through line, and I was kind of worried that they were going to put too much into it to get those numbers up, to get the demographic up, and to just get, you know, people talking about it and interested in it. But I'm like, you know, it's still going to be good, because I'm in the minority here. I realize that, but I thought Civil War was a little bit overinflated. Did I like the movie? Yeah, I liked it a lot. And there was great moments in there. And there was a lot of greatness in there, but you know, I had a couple of things that, well, you know, maybe I wouldn't have done that, but I mean, I still enjoyed the movie thoroughly. So, and I thought this is just going to be the same thing. I don't want another Civil War with, you know, gazillion cameos. Now, the evolution of it, I think they're approaching it in the right way. In that, while Thor and Hulk were left out of Civil War, and I understand logistically why they were, from a writing standpoint, you don't want those two big powerhouses in there, because it kind of upsets the whole apple cart for the story they are trying to tell. So I understand that, but logistically speaking is one thing, but logically speaking, you want to have an explanation for what happened. And this movie is that explanation, which is really awesome, which is really what I wanted to see. So in the trailer, they're basically saying, hey, look, I know you guys missed Thor and Hulk in Civil War. They weren't there. No one really knew where they were. There was that weird ending at the end of Avengers Age of Ultron where, you know, Hulk's flying away. So there was a gap there to fill. So they're actually literally taking off from where they left off. And we're seeing, you know, what happened in between, which is good. Actually, I thought they're just cramming them together, but there's actually a purpose story-wise for what they're doing. So, And the trailer, the exposition of the trailer is perfect. The beginning of the trailer, you might wonder why, I can't remember what he says, but Thor says, you might wonder why I am where I am right now. Well, let me tell you, it's a long story, or something along those lines. So basically, here's the exposition. Like, I've been away. You guys don't know what's going on. There's going to be a lot of weird stuff in this trailer, but hopefully this is going to tell you the story, basically to get you to come see the movie, but let you know what's going on. Because they're really taking a left turn on this movie and really changing up how the movie's going to look, how the movie's going to play, and the general structure of a Thor movie, which is being put on its turned around. But turned around logically. I mean, based on what I'm seeing in the trailer, it's definitely a logical change. So in the trailer, you see him bound up in a hellish sort of environment. He's chained up. And then you see Kate Blanchett as Hela, or Hela. I'm not sure the right pronunciation. I've always called her Hela. It's probably Hela. Anyway, right out of the comic books. Like, right out of the comic books. Just so cool. And Thor throws his hammer at her, and she catches the hammer, and then destroys the hammer. I think that in the trailer was very important to indicate the power level we're talking about, that this person is shoulder to shoulder with Odin in terms of level of power, potentially even stronger than that, and she should be. I mean, she rules the realm of Hel, H-E-L, that Hel, and she, I mean, she is super powerful, and the depiction of the of what's going on. So there's obviously, she's attacking Asgard or something along those lines. I'm not really sure. I don't want to guess too much, because I just want to be pleasantly surprised when I see the movie. And then we get to basically Thor is basically shot off, and he's now on another world. And then we see a lot of multiple shots of this world, and there's a lot of various people there with guns and that sort of thing. For those unfamiliar with the comic medium, the actual comics medium, there was a storyline called Planet Hulk, where the Incredible Hulk was on a battle planet, for lack of a better word, where there was a lot of chaos, a lot of a kind of a Western culture, in that there's no law, everything's, you know, the mighty rule, and he's been shunted to this world. And then he basically gets captured. Now, there's another character in the trailer that may not be super familiar to the casual Marvel movie viewer, or someone who doesn't read the comics. And actually wasn't apparent to me. I'd read a couple things, but Valkyrie from the Marvel Universe is actually in this movie. And she is the one that grabs Thor and brings Thor to... and brings Thor to this gladiatorial arena, where Thor is basically forced to fight. Now, he doesn't have his hammer, so I think we're basically going to see, you know what, Thor ain't all about the hammer. There's more to a lot more to Thor than this. But he's on a battle, like on a planet where you have to fight to survive. This is what he loves. He loves it. And when we finally get to a point, we were getting through all those action sequences and destruction and all this stuff going on, we see a glimpse of Loki throwing a couple of daggers. So, you know, Loki's involved, you know, a very good exposition. Hey, Loki's still in this movie, and he's somehow on this battle world that Thor is at, but he's not the guy, he's not in chains. So there's something going on there that will be exposed in the movie, I guess, when it comes out. But it looks like he's seated with the Jeff Goldblum character, or the Jeff Goldblum actor, because Jeff Goldblum is a character, that's for sure. And he's playing a character called the Grandmaster, who is one of the Elders of the Universe. The Elders of the Universe, you've seen one of them thus far. The Elder of the Universe was seen in the Guardians of the Galaxy by the name of the Collector. And all of the Elders of the Universe, is a brief summary for you guys here that are listening. They're basically entities that are as old as the universe. They came, I believe they're at the inception right after the Big Bang, maybe even before the Big Bang, I'm not really sure. But basically they're as old as the universe. And each one has an obsessive quality to them. And this obsessive quality is what has granted them the long life that they have. They are so obsessed with a particular, I wouldn't say a vice, a particular hobby, that they are so all-consumed by that hobby that it keeps them long-lived, because they need to keep that hobby up. I know hobby's probably the wrong word, but the collector, for example, his obsession is collecting. And in the comics, he was trying to collect a specimen of every single race. I think every single every single race, and that includes plant life and that sort of thing. And his be-all, end-all at the end of the day was, look, there's going to be another Big Bang, or there's going to be some catastrophic cosmic thing that's going to destroy the entire universe. And I'm going to have a collection of everything that exists, like at least one of everything that existed in this universe, that I'm going to keep away from the big cataclysm that's going to come, and I am going to restart the universe with samples from everything that came before. So that's, and he was in the Guardians of the Galaxy, and he was the one that had one of the Infinity Stones. The Grandmaster, his obsession is with a sport or contest. He is completely obsessed with contests of wills, gladiatorial combat, obviously, right? So he is involved in this, and the collectors have a tie to all the cosmic, all the gems, the infinity gems. So I believe each one had a different something or other. So anyway, so basically that's what we got. So Grandmaster is sitting there with Loki, and we have Valkyrie, who's brought Thor to him to go fight in the Colosseum, or whatever you want to call it, where they're going to fight. So anyway, so that's kind of the layup. But here's where the trailer really takes the greatest turn that I thoroughly enjoyed. And the turn is, you know, he's in the combat arena, and he's like, oh man, this is awesome. Like, I mean, the look on Chris Hemsworth's face really tells it all. And it's, you know, he's like, you know, I got shunted over here, but, you know, who cares? I'm going to get the fight. There's going to be glory. You know, it's combat. This is what Thor's built for. None of this moping around. And really, this is the version of Thor I've always enjoyed the most from the comics. Yes, he's regal. Yes, he's royalty. Yes, there's a serious side to him. But the side I've always enjoyed is the somewhat aloof version of Thor that, you know, it's all about, you know, drinking, fighting, and then telling the stories later. And just, you know, it's about conquest. Like, you fight, and you fought someone, and, you know, maybe they were a great opponent. Like, you're not killing anybody. You're just having these great battles. And then you drink with them after. Like, it's the traditional mythological version of these characters. That's the version of Thor I like the most. And that gleam in his eye when you see him looking right at the camera. And they indicate that someone's coming out. And it's kind of garbled. What I guess you can't hear it in the arena. But they say, the incredible. You can't really hear what it is. And then all of a sudden, the Hulk comes out. And he's got on like some gladiator gear and all this. And I guess the idea is Hulk comes out and everyone's like, oh my God, it's the Hulk. He's going to just kill this guy. And I guess they're expecting Thor, because they don't know who the heck this guy is, to be, you know, quaking in his boots. Like, who's this guy? Like, you know, whatever. And Hulk comes out and there's this big anticipation that, you know, the guy's probably going to soil himself. And then he laughs. And he's excited. It's his buddy. It's, you know, it's one of the Avengers. And, you know, it's the guy he loved to spar with. Like, they had a few fights in the Avengers movies. Not fights. Well, they did have a fight, but I mean, there was this contest of wills between the two of them, and they're almost like these competing buddies beating each other senseless, like two wrestlers in a wrestling ring. You know, they have this big match, and at the end, they're having sharing drinks together. Like, they have this interesting relationship with each other. And he starts to laugh. And he's not laughing that, oh, I can take this guy. He's laughing like, oh my God, it's the Hulk. Oh my God, we're going to fight. Yeah, like, we're going to have this out. Yeah, this is so cool. And he laughs. And the Grandmaster and Valkyrie, and they're all like, what are you laughing at? Like, you should be shaking in your boots. I don't get it. But it's not a laugh of, I'm going to wipe the floor with this guy. It's an enjoyment of the battle. Like, why are you enjoying the battle? You're going to die. And then he goes, no, it's fine. It's a guy I know from work. Oh my God, I laughed my ass off. This is the Thor I like. This is a Thor from the comics that I like. We've seen this Thor from the comics. When he's in the Avengers, he doesn't get a lot of things because he's a god. Earth is complicated. It's got all these rules. And, you know, he's immortal, so he doesn't have the fears that us mortals have. And really, he doesn't really relate to us Earthlings, our humans, that well. And those were the best comic stories, when Thor just kind of was just a little off. Because, I mean, the guy's a god and he's hanging out with humans. Like, he's not going to fit in. He's an outcast. But you kind of like him. He's that drunk guy that you go to the bar and you see every time. You're like, hey, let's have a beer. And the guy's like an idiot, but you kind of like him. He's kind of fun to party with. And this is the Thor. I mean, God, this is going to be awesome. This is what I wanted to see. You know, there was a concern that the director, who I guess he's a comedy director, I'm not familiar with his work at all. Maybe I need to check it out, but... they were concerned this is going to be a comedy. No, this is going to be a rollicking action adventure buddy road movie with the two strongest superheroes in the Marvel Universe going on a road trip back to Asgard, but they're stuck on this planet, and how are they going to get out? And is the Hulk actually going to help Thor and Asgard, free Asgard from Hela, whatever? Oh man, this is just brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah, I'm over the moon for this. So Thor Ragnarok's pulling from multiple different storylines in the comic books, which is, I think, the best way. I don't think they're cramming anything. There's a story they wanted to tell. They're using background details of multiple storylines from the comics that you're going to use to get that execution of the story that they're looking for. So, obviously, we have Planet Hulk. We have Ragnarok is pulling from those two storylines, and probably a couple more, who knows. But a merging of the two and still keeping Hulk in action in a movie is good, because we know we're not going to see a solo Hulk movie anytime soon. It's just not in the cards. There's a whole legal thing going on there. I won't go into it. A lot of other people have talked to it ad nauseum, so I'm not going to go into it now, but suffice to say, you're never going to see a Hulk solo movie. So him showing up in Thor is great. It's like Black Widow showing up all over the place. It's cool. And you can do that with Hulk. And to be honest, as a guy who's collected a fair amount of issues of the Hulk, like, you know, a couple hundred issues of the Hulk over the years, the Hulk is a very hard character to write. But when you use him as an anchor for a book with a great supporting cast, that's when he works best. And I think that's what they're doing here, and I think that's really what's going to work, and that's really going to take advantage of the Hulk's greatest strength in the comics, which is, unfortunately, as a supporting character. Bruce Banner is the main character, but the Hulk is a supporting character. But they're really doing some great things with this movie. So I mean, so far, I mean, when the movie comes out, it might be utter crap, but I doubt it. I've seen enough to know that they're on the right track. And, you know, as bad as people say Thor Dark World was, it was still quite enjoyable, and I did quite enjoy it. And if this is as good as that, or even half as good as that, I will be happy. But if they're actually going the route that it really looks they're going, I'm going to be over the moon for this. And this, I think, is probably going to be a more enjoyable movie than Civil War even was. Well, for me, but probably for most people. I think it may play second to Civil War, because I think Civil War overall was the favorite movie from the movie fans that have been watching the Marvel movies. You know, it's between that and, you know, the first Avengers movie, as, you know, the fave everybody has. So, yeah, I'm stoked. So I'm almost at my destination. So I was supposed to say this at the top of the podcast. So just on my way home from work, beautiful day outside. Anxious to take the girls for a walk. Yeah, life's good. Life's really good. I can't wait till October, though. That's too long to wait for a Thor movie. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off here. I got to log back into my phone so I can actually do that. And we'll see you on the next episode of the podcast.